you can call me. You know what I'm saying? I love my mother. My mother and I had an incredible relationship with each other. But she could be a guilt master. You know what I'm saying? The lady could lay it on you so good and such a, you know, it was like, it was so interesting to watch her ego versus her. You know what I'm saying? Because I learned how to, I'm so glad I got into the course before she made her transition. Because it really helped our relationship become even deeper than it already was, because I could separate her ego from her. And now I'm getting to the point I can separate my ego from me. And that's even better payoff, you know. So sacrifice would not make you feel inner peace. And so that's right, you know. If you're giving from your heart, there is no... I love being in like this was a friend of mine invited me to do something a week ago who's also in the same thought system, and they said, you know, this is what I'd like to do, that if you can't do that, you know you're innocent. But if you have done this, you want to do it, you got to, you know, just feel totally innocent about that. If you have to change your, if you change your mind, you just feel totally innocent. See, that's the free. Not, I thought we were supposed to do this together, and you didn't do it, and you know. It's like, you know, yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's like I had a situation where I was supposed to meet a person at the movie, and then at the last moment, they canceled, and I was at the movie. You know, then I went, well, no sense in being angry at a fact.
Right.
They're not here.
Right.
So I went inside and did what I did as a kid, enjoyed the movie by myself. Oh, enjoyed the movie by myself. Wow, what a radical concept. You know what I'm saying? And so one of my favorite lines from the course is that. It says it doesn't make sense to get angry at a fact. And I always think about that. It's like, you're mad about a fact. So fact is, the person isn't there. That's a fact. I can have my feelings about it, but that's a fact. So why should I tag myself about you not showing up? Because of my new thought system, I certainly wouldn't attack you. And I think it kind of freaked the person out that I didn't act like it was bothering me one way or another. And which really was showing that they were innocent. But a special person would go, I didn't even comment. She didn't even care. You see what I'm saying? So the ego can never, the ego is always going to see it in a way that's about guilt. The innocent mind is going to go, wow, God, I didn't show up. He didn't make me, try to make me feel guilt about it. See, but the funny thing is, only another loving person can recognize love. Where I used to hurt my feelings was I would do loving things with people who couldn't recognize it. Then I'd be tempted to get into resentment because they didn't recognize my loving gesture. But they can't. They don't know. They only know sacrifice. So it says in the next sentence, it says, and I love this, he says, and you don't recognize that this is really important. He says, you don't recognize that it's what you invited in that would destroy you and that does demand total sacrifice of you. See, the Course says we keep the ego and we get rid of love. But it's the ego that's always telling us to make sacrifices and do what we don't really want to do. But that's the power we identify with. People are defending their ego to no end, like separated self. But he says, well, it's only the separated self that does demand sacrifice of you. Yeah, the connected self would never demand sacrifice of you because the connected self would never want itself to sacrifice. So if I am you and you are me, I wouldn't want you to do something I wouldn't want to do. But I'm not into the connected self. I'm into the separate self. And the separate self is looking out for me as opposed to you. So it says no partial sacrifice will appease this savage guest. I love that. That's such a great term. Yeah, you got a savage guest. And because another name for the ego is my savage guest. Okay, so he says, for the ego, the savage guest is an invader, but seems to offer kindness. And then they seem to offer kindness at first. When you first met them, they just seem to offer kindness. But that's always to make the sacrifice complete, because if I offer you kindness, then I can get into the relationship in which you and I sacrifice. Because very few people would give somebody a phone number who said, would you like to get in a relationship with someone who's going to demand total sacrifice of you? Very few people are going to go, yeah. They would go, no. So what should I do? Well, the ego comes up and says, I offer you kindness. I'm treating you really good. I'm listening to everything you got to say in your conversation. 6 months later, Where is the person? You know, they're not listening to anything. Well, they only communicated to achieve their goal, which was to get into a special relationship with you. But once they got into a special relationship, there's no need to use the means the once you've achieved the goal. And so the means was talking to you. Now they got you. They don't have to talk to you no more. That was everybody talked was to get you. So what's the point of conversation now? As a matter of fact, we'll stay together longer if we don't talk. Because now I can see you as what I imagine you to be, instead of who you really are. And that's why some people are together, because they're together in their imaginations. Have you ever met somebody that you were attracted to until they started talking? I mean, you were like really attracted to them, and then they started to talk, and the more they talked, the less you were attracted. See, because at first you were in love with your fantasy. You looked at them, and there was a fantasy you had about them. Okay. And so you attracted, not because of them, but because of the fulfillment of your fantasy. Mm-hmm. Then they started talking. And all of a sudden you realize, uh-oh, there's a real person there. And they're not acting out my fantasy. Check it out.
And just the opposite.
Which is?
You're not attracted to them, and then when they start talking, you are.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And there's one thing about the thing is, what I love about being around a person that I love is that a person that I love is beautiful no matter what they look like. Mm-hmm. Have you ever noticed that? Mm-hmm. That if you really love somebody, they look good to you. I remember when I was in high school, they had a picture of this girl I was just so in love with, and it was up on my dresser in my bedroom. And my sister would always come in the room and she'd turn the picture face down. And I was like, why are you doing that? You know, she said, she's ugly. And it's like, and I looked at her and I went, wow. You know, I could see how if you were looking at the face based on what the world thing, you would say she wasn't that attractive. But you know, I had never noticed it because of the way I felt about her and who she was. And that's true even to today. And I'm counting on it being true for me. I'm hoping that, you know, the people who love me always go, because my body will change. My body will change. My body will change. So but with a person you love, no matter what your age is, you still look beautiful to each other. So that's why you want to move toward love. You know, that's why I'm moving toward love. And that's why I'm always amazed when anybody in their 20s come to a truth class. Because at that age, it's all about the body. You know, it's not really necessary to have that much content on the ball. You know what I'm saying? So they could pretty much get what they want just through their body. Especially the way people look. Have y'all seen the 20-somethings nowadays? I mean, when I went to high school, you had two or three pretty girls. And we got to stand out. That's the cutest one. You know what I'm saying? You had your little special. Now everybody looks like that. The MTV generation has molded themselves through their own visualization into looking like models. A lot of, you know what I'm saying, a disproportionate amount compared to when I grew up. Right. You see what I'm saying? Because they've been fed these images, and thought creates physical form. Mm-hmm. So they've literally created the bodies that they're seeing on TV. It's really amazing to watch the metaphysical principles work. You know, so when I see people like that come to my class, and there's many people that do, I know these are old souls. Mm-hmm. They got to be old souls. Because there's no need to, really. If you're physically attracted, you can get attention just by the way you look. You don't have to work on your mind.
What do you mean by the term old souls?
Old souls to me means that this isn't the first time that they've incarnated in the physical body. Mm-hmm. And that they come here with an awareness of the fact that they're more than their body.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. I like it. It's great that you can answer a question like that and the person say, okay, that's good. That's great. That's great. That's my kind of folk. You know what I'm saying? Okay, so let's go to the paragraph 9. Thank you for doing the course with me. I appreciate that. I love course classes that we do the course. Mm-hmm. That's rare in course classes.
Mm-hmm. What else?
They use it for therapy sessions. Oh. In debates and analyzation. They analyze everything and go back and forth, and everybody's debating this who mean. And so if you know, I'll always be giving you the meanings that you can see right in front of you. Mm-hmm. Like he says right here, you will not succeed in being partial. I love this. You will not succeed in being partial hostage to the ego, which is the separate self or fear, right? For the ego keeps no bargains and would leave you nothing. But you notice that the ego sounds like human beings that we sometimes meet? Like he says, the ego keeps no bargains. Don't you know people who don't keep agreements? And then, haven't you met people like they would leave you nothing? They're not only don't keep their bargains, they don't leave you with anything either. He said, well, that's what a fearful mind does. That's what I call it an unconscious mind or an asleep mind, so I won't get into grievances. But there are a lot of people walking around with their